This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado legislature passed two bills yesterday meant to ensure Coloradans can continue accessing certain safety net programs. One of the bills, which requires voter approval, would boost state funding for food assistance. The other would help Medicaid patients continue to use Planned Parenthood services. They're now waiting on Governor Polis's signature. The bills in response to the law passed by congressional Republicans that rolls back support for food aid and bars Planned Parenthood patients from receiving federal Medicaid reimbursements. State lawmakers are also moving forward with an effort to boost the finances of the state's insurance marketplace. That's also in response to the federal tax bill passed by Republicans in D.C. Tax credits that help many people afford health insurance are expiring. Two insurance companies have already said they'll drop coverage in a number of Colorado counties. Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway says that could change if Congress would extend those tax credits.
At the end of the day, we need our elected leaders to step up here. We need our elected leaders to step up to help Coloradans.
However, congressional action is unlikely, so Colorado lawmakers want to borrow money to try to somewhat offset the coming spike in insurance premiums. Leaves on trees across parts of the high country are already turning yellow and orange well earlier than they normally do in the fall. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports that's largely because of the ongoing drought. In the central mountains, colors typically peak the last week of September. The southern mountains peak around early October. Storms are possible this week across the state. This is CPR News.